Well, I want to invite you to open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles, we're going to look at chapter 14, a few verses, and then also some in chapter 16. We are currently going through the book of Proverbs, and next Sunday we will jump back into the book of Proverbs. And if you want to kind of look ahead or see where we're going to be next week, we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 13. And I'm not sure if we'll do the rest of the chapter or half of it, but Proverbs 3:13 is where we'll be next week as we pick back up on our study on God's wisdom for everyday living. But our scripture today, you know, we've been talking about God's wisdom. And God's wisdom is, it's how we are to live our lives. It's how life works. And when we live according to God's wisdom, doesn't mean that life is going to be easy. Doesn't mean that life is going to be pain-free. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have hardships. But what it means is that as we live by God's wisdom, He's going to give us the grace. He's going to give us the peace. He's going to give us blessing. He's going to give us fullness of life, even in the difficulties of life. Life works when we follow God's plan, when we live our lives according to God's wisdom. And today we're going to talk about a subject that I wrote. If you got the newsletter article, you probably hadn't had a chance to read it yet. But I'm going to talk about some of the things that are in that article. But don't get your article out yet. Wait till after. But the one word that I want to focus on is the word rely. The word rely. Wendy taught elementary school in the elementary grades for 25 years. She was a teacher. And she taught every grade, first through sixth grade, but mainly third grade most of the years. And every beginning of the school year, as all teachers know, there's a lot that goes on. A lot of preparation, getting your classroom ready, decorating, putting up bulletin boards. Bulletin boards is a big thing for teachers, right? You got to have those bulletin boards decorated. You want them to be attractive. You want them to be something that captures a child's imagination. And you also want to communicate a message. Well, every year that I can remember, for the 25 years that she taught, and there would always be a day or two where she would say, I need your help. I need you to move something, or I need you, you know. And so I would, you know, be able to see her class at the beginning of every year, and there was this big, beautiful frog that she hand-painted, very colorful. And on that bulletin board with the frog, and by the way, frog is kind of her thing, frogs everywhere in her classroom, and on that bulletin board was the acrostic F-R-O-G. Frog, fully relying on God. Fully relying on God. I want to preach to you today about fully relying on God. In 2 Chronicles 14, 15, and 16, we see the life of King Asa. King Asa, as you look at his life as a king, he is described as a king who did what was right in the sight of the Lord and was one of the few kings who sought to fully follow the Lord. He is a king where, as we look at his life, the first 30-some years of, or as we look at his kingship, the first I believe 35 years of his kingship are characterized by fully relying on God. But the sad thing about his life, his kingship, is that the last 6 years of his life, he didn't rely on God. Now, that's an important lesson for us. In other words, all throughout our lives, all throughout the seasons and courses of our lives, we are going to encounter and face situations where we're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to fully rely on God? Or am I going to take matters in my own hands or handle it myself, so to speak? And, you know, a thing that we can see also about Asa was even though he started very well, he didn't finish well. And I don't know about you, but I want to finish this life well. And I want to finish fully relying on God. I want the last years of my life, the last years of my ministry, not to be characterized by coasting or relaxing, but by fully relying on God. And to be remembered in that way. And it's sad that in our text that in the last few years of Asa's life, he didn't fully rely on God. Look at chapter 14 with me in verse 8. So this describes the beginning years of Asa's kingship in Judah. And he's faced with a huge, huge army coming against him. It says in verse 8, and Asa had built an army of 300,000 from Judah, armed with large shields and spears, and 280,000 men from Benjamin that carried shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men. So almost twice the number. And 300 chariots. And came as far as Moresha. And Asa went out to meet him, and they drew up their lines of battle in the valley of Zephthah at Moresha. And Asa cried to the Lord his God, O Lord, there is none like you to help between the mighty and the weak. Help us, O Lord our God, for we, what's that next word? Rely. Some of your translations may have the word rest. The ESV says rely. We rely on you. And in your name we have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. And if you've read in the Old Testament, you really know you don't have to read the end of the story, right? You know what's going to happen now. But we'll read it anyway. Verse 12, so the Lord defeated the Ethiopians. Big surprise, right? The Lord defeated the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. So this characterized Asa's kingship for many, many years. But look at chapter 16. So for the first 36 years, Asa is a man, a king who fully relied on God. But then in the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel. So just a little history lesson. The nation of Israel had split into two kingdoms. The southern kingdom was the kingdom of Judah that Asa was the king of. And the northern kingdom was the kingdom of Israel. And so after Solomon's death, so you had Saul, you had David, and then Solomon. Three kings over the united kingdom of Israel. Saul first, then David, and then David's son Solomon. And after Solomon died, the kingdom split in two. Tragic. And here you have brother fighting against brother. You have the northern kingdom, Baasha, the king of Israel, coming against the southern kingdom, Judah, and he builds Ramah, that he might permit no one to go out or to come into Asa. So he's essentially laying siege to Judah. So what is Asa going to do? Well, we've seen what he's done for the last 35 years. But this time, instead of fully relying on God, look what Asa does. Verse 2. Then Asa took silver and gold from the treasures of the house of the Lord and the king's house and sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who lived in Damascus. In other words, Asa, instead of relying on God, is going to rely on an alliance with the king of Syria. So he sends silver and gold to the king of Syria in Damascus, saying, "There is a covenant between me and you as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I am sending you silver and gold. Go break your covenant with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may withdraw from me." And Ben-Hadad listened. So the king of Assyria agreed with Asa, and he sent commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they conquered Ijon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And when Baasha, the king of Israel, heard of it, he stopped building Ramah, or stopped laying siege around Judah. He let his work cease. Then King Asa, the king of Judah, took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber with which Baasha had been building, and with them he built Geba and Mizpah. Well, that sounds like a success, doesn't it? Form this alliance, silver and gold, with the king of Syria. And so what does Syria do? Well, the king of Syria starts attacking the northern regions, or the northern province of Israel. And Baasha realizes what's going on, and so he's got to stop what he's doing with Judah, and he's got to go up and defend his northern territory. So he leaves, and when he leaves, Asa says, "Okay, you know, these places that you were building to surround and lay siege, we're going to take these materials and we're going to build some new cities ourselves." And so it all seems to work out fine, right? I don't think so. Look at verse 7. At that time, Hananiah the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you," what's that next word? "Because you relied on the king of Syria and did not," what's that next word? "Rely. And did not rely on the Lord your God. The army of the king of Syria has escaped you." And then he reminds them of the Ethiopians. "Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you," what's that next word? "Relied. Because you relied on the Lord, he gave them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord," if you mark in your Bible, this is a great verse to mark, verse 9, chapter 16. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless or fully committed toward him. You have done foolishly in this, for from now on you will have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in the stocks in the prison. For he was in a rage with him because of this, because he spoke God's word and truth to him. And Asa inflicted cruelties upon some of the people of that time. You see what happens when we don't rely upon God? It leads to other sin and disobedience. And look what happens. Verse 11. "The acts of Asa from the first to the last are written in the book of Kings, the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year," so 3 years later, "Asa was diseased in his feet, and his disease became severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but sought the help of physicians." Another important lesson. If we're not careful, we will develop a pattern of not relying on God. And it will lead to a lifestyle of not relying on God. And so this morning, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just kind of point out three observations from our text today of what it means to rely on God and what happens when we rely on the Lord. First of all, I want us to see in our text today that God notices everyone who relies on Him, who fully relies on Him, and He notices every time that we rely on Him. Verse 9 says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support for those whose heart is blameless to Him." God wants us to understand this morning that His eyes are looking. He is searching, and He notices every single person around the world who is fully relying on Him, and He notices every time that we fully rely on Him. Nothing escapes the vision of God. In Mark chapter 5, in verse 25 through 34, there was a woman who had for 12 years an issue of blood. For 12 years, this woman, we know the story, she's the lady who came up from behind Jesus in the crowd. She didn't want to be noticed, and she touched the hem of His garment. For 12 years, this woman was spiritually and socially isolated because of her ritual impurity. For 12 years, she tried to remain unnoticed, not seen. But on this day, when she knew that Jesus was coming by, it didn't matter anymore, and she was going to touch the hem of His garment. And while the crowd is around Jesus and while He's walking and traveling, she comes up in the crowd, among the crowd, she touches the hem of His garment, and the Scripture says that immediately she was healed. Immediately, the power of God flowed through her body and brought wellness and wholeness of life. For 12 years, she tried to go unnoticed. For 12 years, she tried to hide and not hear the comments and not see the looks on people's faces. But you know who noticed? The Lord noticed. The Lord noticed. God notices everyone and every time we fully rely on Him. And I want you to know this morning, you may think, who am I? In the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm not very important or very significant. But what the Scripture wants us to hear today is that we have a God who is searching, He's looking, He's wanting to see and find His people fully relying on Him. And when you fully rely on Him every time, know this, you have a God who notices that. It will not escape His vision. Not one time that you fully rely on Him, will God say, "Oh, I didn't see that. Man, wish I would have noticed that." No, when in our heart, when faced with difficulties and hardships, and in our heart we, like Asa in the beginning of his life, we cry out to Him and we fully rely on Him, God instantly, all around the earth, He sees that. And God, time after time after time, when His people fully rely on Him, He moves. And so I want you to know today that when you fully rely on God, it will not go unnoticed. His eyes will see it. Secondly, not only does God notice everyone and every time when we fully rely on Him, but secondly, the text tells us that God gives strong support when we rely on Him. Let me ask you this. Anyone need strong support today? I think we all could say, yes, sign me up for that. I need some strong support. The Lord is looking for those who rely on Him, and when we rely on Him, He says that He will give strong support, strength to those who are fully relying on Him. This week, on Tuesday, some of you in here are going to start back to school. And you're going to be walking those halls, and you're going to be surrounded with all kinds of stuff. People saying and doing all kinds of things. And as you get ready to go back to school, in order to have the strong support and the strength to not go along with the crowd, to have the strength and the strong support to not go with the flow, but to have the courage to stand up for Jesus, God wants you to fully rely on Him. And if you will fully rely on Him as you get ready to go back to school, you know what God will do? He will give you the strong support that you need. We have a lot of moms in here who teach their children at home, a lot of homeschool moms. And for all of you homeschool moms who probably have already started, I know that you need strong support. And God says that if you will fully rely on me as a homeschool teacher, I will give you the patience, I'll give you the energy, I'll give you the excitement, I'll give you the creativity, I'll give you what you need, I'll give you the strong support that you need to not only be the mom, but be the teacher in this coming year. You see, strong support comes in the different ways that we need it. And we need strong support in many different ways. Some of you are caregivers. Caring for a husband, caring for a wife, caring for a mom, caring for a dad, caring for a son or a daughter. And caregivers, it takes a lot out of you, don't it? God will give you the strong support if you will fully rely on Him. He'll give you the compassion. He'll give you the kindness. He'll give you the tender heart. He'll give you the strength to endure if you will fully rely on Him. For each of you who feel overwhelmed at work, you think of your job and you think of tomorrow morning and having to get up and go to work, and already I'm creating stress that you didn't want to have. You're like, come on, I didn't come to be reminded of the stress that I'm going to face in the morning. But for each of you who feel overwhelmed right now at work, the Lord, if you will fully rely on Him, He will give you the strong support that you need. Here's the support that God can give you in your job that you feel totally overwhelmed with. He can give you a settled peace and calmness, even though the craziness is still going on. He can give you contentment and stability, even though the craziness at work is still going on. It's amazing that when we fully rely on God, He will give us the strong support that we need for the situation that we find ourselves in. For each couple who is struggling today in your relationship, if we will fully rely on God, you know what He will do? He'll come and He'll melt that hardness. He'll come and He'll tear down those walls of separation, and He will literally, as we fully rely on Him, and I've seen it happen, He'll turn your hearts back toward one another. Only the Lord can do that, but He can. That's the kind of strong support that we need today. God gives strong support when we fully rely on Him. And then another observation of what happens when we fully rely on God. God does more than we could ask or think when we fully rely on Him. God does more than we could ask or think when we fully rely on Him. Hananiah told Asa, he said, Asa, because you relied on the king of Syria and did not rely on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Syria has escaped you. Asa wasn't even thinking about Syria. He was just concerned with the present situation that was right in front of him, which was Baasha, the king of Israel, being a thorn in his side, building this city of siege around him. And so all he can see is what's going on right here. But when we fully rely on the Lord, there's things that we can't even begin to think or imagine that God wants to do for us. Asa only was thinking about immediate relief. Asa was concerned just with the present inconvenience. Asa had an extreme case of nearsightedness. And boy, that's so true of each of us. We are so short-sighted. We can only see what's right in front of us, the immediate situation, the immediate problem, the immediate discomfort, the immediate relief that we seek. But let me ask you this, how far does God see? God sees the end from the beginning. God would not, He would have not only given Asa Israel, victory over Israel, He would have given him victory over Syria, the one He formed an alliance with. You see, when we fully rely on God, the possibilities are limitless. When we fully rely on God, He will take us places we never thought imaginable. Asa probably never imagined conquering both Israel and Syria. And let me just say, there are new territories that will only be discovered when we fully rely on God. Let me say that again. There are new territories that will only be discovered as we fully rely on God. And what do you mean by new territories? There'll be new territories of love and obedience that we never thought imaginable. New territories of deliverance that we never thought imaginable if we will fully rely on Him. New experiences of joy that we never thought imaginable if we will fully rely on Him. New territory of loving others. That was one of my prayers this morning. Lord, I want to experience new territory and new dimension of loving your flock, your people. I want you to take me to places of love and sacrifice that I've never been before, Lord. And the only way that God's going to take us there is if we fully rely on Him. You see, Asa saw what was right here. God had so much more for him. God has so much more for us today if we will fully rely on Him. Very practically, what does that look like? On a daily basis, what does it look like to fully rely on God? How do I fully rely on God? Well, it's not rocket science. It's pretty simple, I believe. Very practically speaking, for me, here's how it works for me and how it works for pretty much every Christian. Number one, we can't fully rely on God if we're not praying. We can't fully rely on God if we're not praying. This past week was a week of prayer. And I don't want it just to be a week of prayer. I want us to be a church that is a life, church life of prayer. So this week, one of the things that the Lord led Becca to lead us in was a prayer time at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're like, 6 o'clock, right? And some people struggled. But man, I wish I could remember the preacher. It may have been Charles Spurgeon, who their church was just known for their corporate prayer time. And the one guy kind of like was kind of complaining a little bit, griping, yeah, I got to get up and, you know, come out here for prayer. And then they were talking after the prayer time. And Spurgeon, I believe it was Spurgeon, who said, I bet after the prayer time you've never regretted coming. And he's like, you're right, you're right. And I can tell you this, there's never been a corporate prayer time when we've gathered together and pray as a church family that everyone has not been so blessed. So blessed. Last night, 7 o'clock. What time do we pray on Saturday nights? Tell me. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 7 to 8. It's nothing but prayer. And it's just a sweetness. It is a sweetness. And sometimes it's like God waits until those last 10 minutes to where he really pours out the Holy Spirit. You know, he's like, I'm going to wait till the end to see if you're going to pray. And this morning, you know, in this past week, gathering at 6 and praying from 6 to 7, what a sweet time. Fully relying on God means that we are people of prayer. We can't fully rely on God if we're not praying. And so I just want to encourage you. Listen, prayer's not easy. Prayer is hard. But if you will fully commit to, you know, I'm going to start praying. You will be amazed. God's eyes will see and notice. And the Lord will come and give you the strong support that you need. And one other, and you know, what does it look like to fully rely on God? We can't fully rely on God if we are not hiding his word in our heart. If we are not hiding his word on my heart. And I just want to share with you I started before Vacation Bible School. Psalm 16. God just grabbed my heart through Psalm 16. And it wasn't an audible voice, but it was like the Lord was saying, Todd, you need to memorize Psalm 16. And I was like, okay. And so I got down my little pad and I wrote it down. And so for the last couple of months, I have been in Psalm 16, memorizing it. And it's been such a blessing to me. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. In your presence, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That has been for me. The last 2 months, the first line, all those verses have spoken to me, but that first line, preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. That verse has told me over and over again that my only hope is in God preserving me and God keeping me and God protecting me. In other words, I can't keep it all together. I need Him to keep me together. And when I trust in Him and fully rely on Him to preserve me and to guard me and to keep me, man, I experience a stability that God notices that. He notices that. And so the Word of God has got to, we've got to meditate on God's Word. And as we meditate on the promises of God's Word, He notices that and He says, I'm going to give you the strong support you need as you live according to my promises. So I just want to encourage us this morning. I know with a crowd this size that many of us are going through stuff. And here's what God says in His wisdom. If you will fully rely on me, frog, fully rely on God, I will give you, I will notice, and I will give you the strong support you need. Amen? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord God, we want to give you thanks and praise today for your word. And Lord, the lessons that we learn from Asa and how important it is, God, each and every day, in each and every situation, to fully rely on you. And Lord, sometimes, like Asa, we just want relief. We take matters in our own hands. We don't seek your face. We don't pursue you. And Lord, sometimes they may actually work out. But God, it never really works out when we don't fully rely on you. Lord, help us to see, God, that when we fully rely on you, not only do you give us the strong support that we need, but God, you'll take us places we never thought imaginable. We'll discover those new areas of love, new dimensions of joy, new resources of strength and power and victory. And so, Lord, I just pray for our people today, God, that you will help each one of us to fully rely on you right where we are today and what we're going through. And Lord, we just be careful to give you the praise for what you do now in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.